7:22. Trending on Twitter in Canada, hashtag died suddenly. I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God
this
Almighty.
This is indisputably the documentary event of our generation, coming November 21st, died suddenly.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere?
That clock is ticking. Show today, uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, October 27th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, we give a lot of attention to Canada on this show, but as a warning sign, a warning about what could happen if our country goes too far in a bad direction. Because to be honest, it's hard to think of a country on the face of the planet that's become more gleefully demonic than Canada over the past 2 years. And Canada could be very proud of its history. It was first settled 400 years ago by French fur trappers. Just like America, its early settlers forged into this vast wasteland and turned it into one of the world's richest countries. Just like America, it was one of the freest countries in the entire world. And now what if I told you this? 80 years ago, Canada was a much more Christian country than America. You might not believe that, but it's totally true. I don't lie. Canada was one of the most religiously devout nations in the entire world, not even a century ago. In Quebec, more than 90% of the population attended church every week, and the numbers weren't much lower in the English-speaking, mostly Protestant parts of the country. You could listen to Canada's patriotic songs if you'd like. They're actually even more Christian than America's. The French lyrics to O Canada, their national anthem, read, quote, "For your arm knows how to wield the sword, and your arm knows how to carry the cross." The national identity of Canada was that they brought civilization and Christianity to a vast continent. But something happened in Canada. Still not entirely clear what. The social changes of the 1960s completely altered the country. Now Canada's churches are mostly empty. Even though Canada has one of the most peaceful histories of any country, they've somehow found a way to hate their own ancestors even more than we do. Canada's new national identity is centered entirely around just being a more liberal, more decayed version of America. In Canada, abortion is legal up until birth, nationwide, a policy that they share only with countries like North Korea, Vietnam, and China. Canada has some of the most far-reaching euthanasia laws in the entire world. In Canada, you can seek euthanasia for depression or other mental problems and get suicide pills within days. Soon, their laws will let mature minors seek to medically kill themselves too. Canada's little Castro wannabe, Justin Trudeau, just banned buying or selling handguns nationwide by decree. Just like that, as if he snapped his fingers. Just like earlier this year, he used dictatorial powers to shut down the trucker convoy protests because they were scary. And because, of course, Canada doesn't have free speech either. In Canada, your free speech is limited. If it's offensive, you'll be brought before a civil rights tribunal, which is empowered to ban you from speaking your opinions, which they've already done to multiple Christian pastors. So that's a lot of setup to say that even in Canada, people have not given up hope. Alberta is the most conservative province of Canada. A few weeks ago, they got a new premier, which is Canada's version of a state governor here in America. That premier, Danielle Smith, has the kind of agenda that we would support from governors here in this country. Her big agenda item is to pass a bill called the Alberta Sovereignty Act. This act would have Alberta claim far more autonomy for itself within the Canadian Confederation. It would have the Albertan government reject federal laws and court rulings that it believes violate the Canadian Constitution. Smith got rid of all of Alberta's COVID rules. Now she's taking another step to thumb her nose at globalism. Earlier this week, Smith canceled Alberta's health consulting agreement with the World Economic Forum, saying that from now on, Alberta's healthcare issues will be solved by Albertans. Imagine that. So let this be a message to everyone in America. If it can happen in Canada, then it can be done here. No excuses. Chris Skye is one of Canada's most active COVID dissidents, and he joins us once again now. Always a pleasure to have you here, brother. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I love being here. I'm actually not in Canada at the moment. I'm in Mexico, but I love everything you just said. You touched on so much stuff in that intro. And Danielle Smith is the new premier of Alberta. And everybody's been asking me, is she the real deal? She's been saying all the right things. She called out the World Economic Forum, the so-called conspiracy theory that doesn't exist. Meanwhile, she's put them front and center, said that they're controlling our country, they're controlling our politicians, they're making our policies, and it's not going to happen anymore. I had so much respect for her saying that. Then she went even further, and she said that unvaccinated people in Canada were the most highly discriminated against people in the history of our country. And people tried to attack her for that, but it's 100% true. You cannot find any other group in Canadian history that was not allowed to go eat, not allowed to go to a gym, not allowed to travel, not allowed to work, ever. I don't care what type of thing you try to go. And I was looking for ways to discredit this woman, and I've been digging on her, and so far I have found nothing. So Danielle Smith, right now you're in my good books. And she even went so far as to apologize to the unvaccinated and say that she wants to create a law to give blanket amnesty to anybody who was charged with a COVID violation in the last 2 years. So for that, this is me giving a shout out to Danielle Smith. I think that's a great idea. And I would love to talk to you personally about that, because it would be great to be front and center with an elected official who actually agrees with everything that I've been saying the last 2 years, to make it that much more plausible and that much more palatable for everybody else to accept.
For those of you who don't know, by the way, Chris Skye, before this whole thing, when we had no idea what the hell COVID was, and we still don't even really know what this thing is, other than a method of biowarfare, a method of mass destruction, a weapon of mass destruction is what it is. I mean, it's biowarfare. But 100%. You called out everything that was going to happen. You called out the restrictions. You called out the lockdowns. You called out the masking. You called out the injections. It didn't go viral. It didn't go viral right away, did it? No. But then as soon as all of this crap started happening, bang, it went viral. You have your ear to the ground. You know exactly what's happening. You got the temperature gauge going. Is she too good to be true?
That's what I keep thinking to myself. I keep thinking, I don't trust any politician. There's got to be something. But at the same time, we created so much of a populist movement against the restrictions, against the World Economic Forum, against the globalist agenda, that she could just be genuinely riding on the wave of that sentiment. And I hope she is, because everything she's saying is the right things. We've seen a lot of people say the right things, but she's reminding me a lot of DeSantis in Florida. Somebody that wants to make Alberta independent. Somebody wants to make Alberta free. Somebody that wants to make Alberta a model for the rest of Canada to follow, that we can actually be proud of. So I've been trying to find bad things to say about her, but I literally can't.
Yeah, Ron DeSantis in Florida needs to do one thing right away. He needs to get rid of the law on the books that allows health officials to just jab people at will. I have no idea how this is still on the books in Florida. He also needs to follow the advice of his Surgeon General and warn against these shots for every age group, not just males 18 to 39. Every single age group and every one of the vaccines on Florida soil should be immediately incinerated. And anybody who had anything to do with manufacturing, inventing, endorsing, sponsoring, pushing, coercing, mandating these shots should be criminally indicted, tried, and fried. Now, the things that you said in Canada, much like Smith, Danielle Smith, are being very well received in Alberta. People are moving to Alberta. They're fleeing other parts of Canada to get to Alberta right now because they want that freedom. Your words have been so well received that you're on a world tour. You mentioned that you're in Mexico. I saw that you were in Brussels, Belgium. Tell people what you're doing on this world tour.
Okay, well, we got invited all around the world because when we did the trucker convoy in Canada, we inspired people in the Netherlands. We inspired people in South America. We inspired people all around the world and let them know that the people do have the power. And if you stand up in one big voice and scream, just say no, in united noncompliance, you will get the result you want. So the minute they removed the travel restrictions from me and I was able to fly out, we got invited to go speak in England, Ireland, Belgium, France, Netherlands, and then we spent a week in Germany. I actually got arrested twice on this tour, and I've been to Europe every single year besides two COVID years since I was 18 years old. But the first time that I went to Europe to speak about globalism and speak about COVID and speak about the looming global recession that they are causing on purpose, I got arrested in Ireland and I got arrested in the Netherlands. But I can tell you this, every single country we visited was finished with COVID. Nobody wants to wear the mask. Nobody wants the restrictions back. Even when I got arrested in Ireland and the police obviously knew who I was, when I was sitting in the precinct, one of the officers, he didn't even identify himself. He just came right up to me and he looked me in the face and he said, I'm never wearing a effing mask again. That's Ireland. So, and then they went on to say that they knew the government was the one causing all the problems in the country. And it's very interesting when you go to different countries because you see that the government is attacking the specific weakness of that country. In England, their weakness is the monarchy. They use the monarchy. And I was there the weekend that the queen was being buried. So I got to see front and center exactly how they manipulate the people. They spent so much time, effort, and money on that queen's funeral for one reason. To make the rest of the people in England feel like they don't matter. They want them to believe the royals are so important and they're so unimportant. Because when they tell you to do restrictions and follow their orders, if you truly believe that you're inferior, you will. So that was my big speech for the people in England, that you matter. The queen dying was not more important to your life than your own mother, sister, daughter dying.
Being murdered while they're separated from their loved ones in extended care assisted living facilities.
Exactly. Like, what's more important to you, your mother that just passed away that you couldn't even go visit and couldn't even go to the funeral, or the queen that wouldn't piss on you if you were on fire, who's got a $500 million jewel in her head that they stole from India that they could use to friggin' fix all the problems in their country? So England was easy. When I got to Ireland, they only got 5 million people in Ireland. So they're trying to destroy the national identity by bringing in refugees. Over 50,000 refugees from Ukraine, when most of them aren't even from Ukraine. Well, there's no housing and no livability for actual Irish people. 70% of the Irish youth are actually considering leaving the country. And that's exactly what the World Economic Forum want. They want to scatter them all over the world and they want to destroy the national identity of Ireland so it's no longer Irish. And it's easy to do when there's only 5 million people. And in a city like Dublin, there's 500,000 people and only 750 rentals available for everybody. That's the dastardly situation there. When we went to Paris, they were burning down the food supply places just like they were doing in the United States. What a coincidence. All these fires and mishaps just keep happening at all the major food supply places at a time where we know they're trying to create a global recession and destroy the food supply. It's really disgusting. What I found in Europe is they realized that the people have had enough of the mask. The people have had enough of the jabs. They keep telling us in Canada, if we don't get our jabs, we're going to have other restrictions. It's the exact opposite. The moment you get your jab, if they get 60, 70% of us jabbed, they'll remandate everything. And now the governments around the world know that people are not going to go along with this. But they still want their digital ID, their universal basic income, their central bank digital currency. So how are they going to get it? Their plan is to literally starve people into submission. They met in England when I was there. 500 world leaders were there, including Biden, Trudeau, and everybody. And they repurposed this entire COVID agenda into a new climate change and global recession. That is their new plan. Under the guise of climate change, they're attacking the food supplies of the Netherlands, Canada, and others by saying we need to reduce nitrogen emissions by 2030, their big special date.
Climate change and endless pandemics. These are the things that they can forever use to rip more of your individual liberty and freedom away from you and make you subservient. I got to get running here really soon, but I want you to put this up on the screen. Hey, put this up on the screen real quick. Official government data confirms COVID-vaccinated children are 4,423% more likely to die than unvaccinated children. This was by the expose on October 9th, 2022. Official government data. Over 4,000% more likely to die if you've had these shots than if you don't. This is children that we're talking about, and yet still they are trying to force these shots on people. You have to wake up. Chris Skye, you were really early on. With a couple minutes here, you were really early in making very accurate, very based predictions for what was going to happen in Canada. Now that we see things like what's happening with Danielle Smith in Alberta, now that you are reporting what you're seeing on the ground in Europe, people are done with this BS. What are your predictions for the next 12 months? What are your predictions worldwide? What is going to happen? Are we going to see victory?
Right before the prediction, I just want to add, right after you said the vaccination about the kids, What did the CDC just do? They just made the COVID jab unanimously part of the children's vaccination schedule.
Right. Yep.
And as a result, they tripled or quadrupled the price of the jabs. And now they open the door to mandate the jabs for your children for school. This is a backdoor mandatory vaccination. So what do I see for the next 12 months? I see them doing every single thing in their power to make every single thing you use to live more expensive. Your housing prices are going to go up. Your energy costs, your electricity, your hydro, your natural gas, your food prices, virtually everything. Because they know that the vast majority of people on planet Earth are living paycheck to paycheck and on a limited budget. And you can barely make ends meet. Their plan is to keep making everything more expensive and keep bashing you with all this COVID theater so you're confused and don't know what's going on, so you don't notice that your bills are rising every single month. And 6 months from now, 10, 15% of the population won't be able to make ends meet. They will need government assistance. A year or so from now, it's going to be even more. And when they get to that tipping point where they get enough people that cannot pay their monthly bills without government assistance, they will introduce their universal basic income plan with their digital ID. Because in order to get that free government money, you're going to have to do biometrics, individual identities with your facial recognition, your thumbprint, your voice, your DNA, virtually everything about you. And they're going to get you used to the idea that you need to identify yourself for every transaction you make, even buying a simple groceries. They're going to try to get you used to the idea that you need to show your ID.
All right, so quickly, how do we stop it? How do we win? How do we see victory?
The best way to win this is, number one, do not comply with any digital ID edicts, not from your bank, not from Interact, not from that. The second thing you need to do is you need to reach out to all the people you lost over the last 2 years, all the people that took the jab, all the people that wore the mask, all the people that wouldn't let you come over for Christmas dinner. Reach out to them. Now they will let you come to Christmas dinner. The most important thing everybody can do this holiday season is reconnect with their loved ones. Come together, talk about what's going on. If you tell them what I just told you about the global recession, about everything getting more expensive, when they see it themselves 3 months from now, their grocery bill is much higher, their electricity bill is much higher, they're going to realize that a mask and a jab isn't going to save them. They're going to realize that they cannot comply their way through this tyranny. They're going to realize that the more they comply, the more it's going to cost them now financially. So now you can really preach the message of just say no and united non-compliance, because virtually everybody, I don't care how many jabs or masks you took, will not want to pay triple for their food prices or triple for their energy prices, et cetera, et cetera. So all these people that were previously not on the same page as us have no choice but to become freedom fighters to protect their own futures. It's that simple.
They're talking in my ears right now. They're saying I got to go, but they're also saying that they want a Stu Peters, Chris Sky, government ticket somewhere. If elections were real and not fake, I would say that nobody could beat us. Nobody in the field would stand a chance.
No f-ing way. When you're speaking the truth and you actually put forth real solutions that will help the people in the country, all they can do is make you look like a bad person so nobody will listen to you.
Chris Sky, I love having you here, brother. Great job on this world tour. We saw some of the footage. It looks fantastic. Have a blast in Mexico. Looks like you're wearing proper attire for the Mexican climate right now.
Oh, it's hot here, buddy. You're lucky I can even get a shirt on.
Preach the truth down there, brother, and worldwide. We always love having you. Chris Sky, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Love you.
We love you, sir. Well, there you heard the predictions. We've been predicting a lot of things on this program that are no longer conspiracy. Conspiracy no more. Vindication all over the place. Chris Sky was right about a lot of things. You heard him talking about the great financial reset. We have been warning about that on this program as well. Protect yourself now with gold and silver. Call GoldCo, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. When you do and you mention Stu Peters, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver with a qualified account by just calling them. What do you have to lose? The financial system will reset to zero. All your friends and family will have nothing. You will have invested in gold and silver because you listened. You saw what was right in front of you. You believed what your eyes are seeing. The evidence is right there. Investment accounts, savings accounts, checking accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it wiped to zero, but not for you. Gold and silver, 855-706-GOLD. Again, call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
So in one of our most recent trailers for Died Suddenly, we gave you a preview of Michelle. Michelle is a whistleblowing RN from Fresno, California, and she's now going public with the massive increase in stillbirths that her hospital has seen ever since these COVID shots were rolled out. Remember, a stillbirth isn't just any miscarriage. This is when a child dies far into pregnancy, and fortunately, it's rare, or it was, until these jabs were forced onto everyone. Take a look.
I have my fingertips on the pulse of obstetrical outcomes. I mean, I'm on track for seeing a huge number of patients this year. I mean, at one point in time this year, I was on track to see 9,000. So I know what's going on. And I've seen death and destruction like I've never seen before. We're talking about a 12,000-fold increase in menstrual abnormalities. And it makes sense. It makes sense because the vaccine causes a significant inflammatory effect. Anything that causes inflammation in my business causes damage, injury, death, and destruction in pregnancy. We've known that for half a century.
Hello?
Hi, Michelle. This is Nick and Matthew. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? So before the vaccines came out, there were 1 to 2 fetal demises every 2 or 3 months. You would see one. I finally had enough when I got this email the other day. It said that there was a record number of fetal demises and that there were 22 of them in 1 month. And in this email, it said that it's projected to increase each month.
The letter Michelle mentions in that clip was recently published by the Epoch Times. The email warns that, quote, there were 22 demise patients in August 2022, which ties the record number of demises in July 2021. And so far in September, there have been 7, and it's only the 8th day of the month. For the shots, the hospital averaged maybe 2 or 3 stillbirths every several months. This is a gigantic increase. Died Suddenly releases next month on the 21st, but now Michelle is ready to make her first appearance on any program. She'll be joined by Dr. James Thorpe. Dr. Thorpe is a board-certified OBGYN with more than 4 decades of experience. He has more than 200 scientific publications, with his most recent one being a deep analysis of all of the dramatic side effects these COVID shots inflict on pregnant women. He also handles about 8,000 high-risk pregnancies every year. Dr. Thorpe and Michelle both join us now. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Of course, your courage in coming forward is very commendable, first of all, and we want to thank you for that. The amount of lives that you could be saving is unimaginable. What do you think about this email? What made you just decide, hey, enough is enough?
So over the last few months, I've been noticing a lot of weird health problems with mothers who are just delivering their babies. And I've seen that there's been an increase in babies going to the NICU, the neonatal intensive care unit. So, you know, where babies need extra monitoring. And I
I've been noticing an increase, and I always look to see if the mother was vaccinated. And most of the time, it appears that she was recently vaccinated, before these health problems occurred. So when I got that email, it was kind of leading up to that email, the amount of health problems that I was seeing. And when I finally got that email, I was so shocked that I even received that email, because it was so, the way it was written was obviously the person who wrote it did not correlate it with the vaccines at all, the way that it appeared to me. So when I got it, I was just like, this is just, I've had enough. I cannot take any more of this. We're talking about babies. So 22 babies in 1 month, that is a ridiculous high amount. And I don't know how people are not outraged about this. So in my experience, Mother Nature will do whatever it takes to make a baby survive and be born and, you know, thrive. And the fact that they're being robbed from us, I mean, I say us, I mean, of course, the mothers, that's completely evil. So anyone who tries to take away, babies, which are innocent beings, they bring you love and joy. To me, that's completely evil. And so when I got that email, I was just like, how are people not outraged about this? Why are people not talking about this? Why are people not trying to get to the bottom of this? The email was very cold. It was just talking about, since there's going to be an increase, we need to brush up on our policies. And also, my mom was killed in November 2021 by hospital protocols. She was given remdesivir against her will. And so the whole time my mom was in the hospital and I was fighting for her, every time I called to get information or I called to beg to come in, they would say, I'm sorry, it's our policy. And so I'm so tired of people saying, oh, I'm sorry, it's our policy. So when I got that email and it said, you need to brush up on your policies, you need to know how to handle a dead baby's body, I was like, no, I'm done. And so immediately I sent that email to somebody who's in contact with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And she jumped on it. She took care of it from there. And that somehow led me to you. So I'm so grateful I got that email, because somebody has to do something.
Well, God led us here, obviously, and we are here for a very specific reason in these extraordinary times. Dr. Thorpe, nurses are critical to delivering babies. I mean, all three of my children when they were born, no offense to you, Doc, but the doc just came in to kind of catch the baby, I think, at the end. But everything leading up to the birth of the children, taking care of them immediately after they're born, all of that relies heavily on the expertise and the qualifications of a nurse and their actions and what it is that they are doing. Do you agree with that, Dr. Thorpe?
Absolutely. Yes, I do.
And Stu, do you agree that what is being seen, what Michelle is reporting here, is alarming?
It's beyond alarming. And I've been seeing this now since the vaccine rolled out. And I am so grateful to this incredible, courageous, bold, young, brilliant, beautiful woman. She is a gift from God to save my other patients, to save patients of this world. God's children of this world are being assaulted by this horrible global experimental gene therapy rollout. It is unprecedented in the history of medicine. Stu, everyone knows that this is absolutely contraindicated in pregnancy. And I'm so grateful for Michelle to come out. And I'm so grateful for you, Stu. And I'm so grateful for other whistleblowers that this incredibly courageous Michelle is bringing forth a new whistleblower here in Florida, Dr. Kimberly Biss, B-I-S-S, of Tampa, St. Pete, Florida. Now another whistleblower. Now she's the third one that's come out besides me, Christiane Northrup, and now Kimberly Biss. Kimberly Biss has seen a massive increase in pregnancy loss, also a massive increase in abnormal pap smears and HPV, pre-neoplastic pap smears, which we would expect.
Michelle, in your setting, I mean, you can't be the only one noticing this. This is right out in front of the whole world, right in broad daylight for everybody to see. These are healthcare professionals. How are your colleagues just going about their daily business, seeing these fetal demise numbers just exploding?
So that's a great question. I don't know how they don't see it, but when I got the email, I said out loud, kind of playing dumb, I said, "Why are all these babies dying?" And the nurse next to me said, "Well, I think it's the pesticides." And the other one said, "I think it's something in the water." So they really do not want to accept that it could possibly be this new vaccine. Someone else said, "Well, I guess it's probably COVID." And so I know that that's not correct, because Dr. Thorpe did some charting on that. And when he found in 2020 to 2021, the difference in miscarriages are extremely high. Of course, they're a lot higher in 2021, but COVID came out in 2020. So it's not COVID. So because of the hospital staff having to get the shot before October, they were threatened their jobs. Most of them did end up getting it. And I don't know, I feel like that shot does something to them. It goes through their brain, blood-brain barrier. It changes things about them. And I think that they're so conditioned to think that it was a good thing that they just won't accept that this shot could possibly be harming all these babies and all these mothers. I did not get the shot. I did a religious exemption and they approved it. So there's 10% of the nurses on my floor did not get the shot. So that's a very small amount.
Are you seeing a difference, by the way, in the delivery of babies and the health of the babies? This could be for either one of you. We'll start with you, Dr. Thorpe, between the babies that are born by unvaccinated mothers versus those that have been injected?
Yes, absolutely, Stu. There is so much avalanche of data from all over the world that I've reviewed. And I think I sent you my slide deck, PowerPoint. I mean, we're talking about birth rates declining all over the world, all the different countries of the world. I sent you those slides. Catastrophic loss in birth rate, increase in miscarriage, increase in severe preeclampsia, increase in fetal malformations, increase in fetal death in the womb, increase in fetal cardiac arrest, fetal cardiac malformation, placental thrombosis. We're seeing a significant increase in preterm delivery. We're seeing the babies that do survive, I'm seeing significant increase in abnormal outcomes. My main concern with these babies, and I hope that it's not permanent, is VAIDS, VAIDS, V-A-I-D-S, vaccine induced acquired immune deficiency syndrome. These children cannot, these babies, these newborns cannot mount. They don't have a normal immune system. They are at increased risk for death and dying from autoimmune disease, from blood clot, from cardiac arrhythmias, and also from cancers and from opportunistic infections. It's a bloody disaster.
Hearing those things, Michelle, that Dr. Thorpe is talking about aligns completely with what we've been reporting was exactly what was going to happen as a result of these injections since they came out about a year and a half ago. They're not a vaccine. I don't believe that these are adverse events or side effects. It's this show's position that these are intended consequences and that this is not experimental, but yet they know exactly what it is that they're doing. So all of those things that Dr. Thorpe just said that we're seeing in these injected mothers, what about the unvaccinated mothers that are coming through? Are they predominantly having healthy babies?
So that's correct, I believe. So I think most of the mothers are vaccinated. So when the mothers are pregnant, they go to, most of them go to the same OBGYN, and he really pushes the vaccine. So the hospital I work at, a lot of the mothers have that doctor. So we've been seeing an increase in all of the things that Dr. Thorpe said. A few of them are not vaccinated, or they appear to not be. It's kind of hard to find that information sometimes. But I do feel like the babies do appear healthier when they're not, when the mothers are not vaccinated. They don't seem to have issues. They, you know, they have a healthy delivery and they go home and they're okay. A lot of the times it's younger mothers who are not getting the vaccine. So that gives me a little bit of hope. That means they've been going to the doctor, I feel like, less because they're younger. And the older you get, the more you tend to go to the doctor. So I feel like if they're young, they're still not totally conditioned yet. And so I guess, to answer your question, I do believe the ones that are not vaccinated, they do appear to be healthier.
Dr. Thorpe, Michelle just mentioned that this OBGYN in Fresno is pushing this shot on pregnant mothers. One of the first things that we learned about COVID-19, whatever that is that it virtually affects no children at all, that they never needed it, that they were never impacted by a serious illness from this, what we now know to be a man-made, chimerically engineered weapon of mass destruction intentionally released on the world to propagate fear and push people toward big pharmaceutical injections that ultimately would depopulate the planet by, about 7 billion people. What justification could any OBGYN, Dr. Thorpe, have in pushing these shots on pregnant mothers?
Well, their justification is very clear, Stu. You know it as well as I do. I mean, we've talked about this. There's a formal gag order from the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology, the American Board of Medical Specialties, the Federation of State Medical Boards. It was issued 13 months ago. If anybody deviates from their narrative, they will destroy them personally. I've been aggressively attacking these three boards in formal publications, in platforms all over the world. I will not stop. They know what they're doing is wrong. Listen, what Michelle has shown up there in Fresno is nothing new. Stu, I'm in contact with people all over the world that are seeing the same things. Australia, Europe, Scandinavia, Canada. I showed you some slides from Canada is especially bad, maybe worse than what we're seeing in Fresno because of the fascism up there of Justin Trudeau. He's killed and maimed so many Canadians and healthy young Canadian doctors dropping dead. And if you look at the communities up there, I showed you there's communities up there in the Waterloo area and also in British Columbia and in Peterborough that have phenomenal charts, just like Fresno, California does. So up in the communities, there's three isolated communities up in Canada that have a stunning, even greater increase in miscarriage. And what's Trudeau doing? What are the police doing up there? They're battening down. They're pushing the vaccine more, just like this administration is doing. And listen, at this point in time, this is malpractice for this OBGYN doctor to be pushing this, and he should be sued. He should be sued. He cannot give informed consent.
It's my position that he should not only be sued, but he should be indicted and criminally tried for the deaths of these babies. He knows exactly what he's doing. And people have to be able to wrap their heads around the fact that this is actually intentional and actually evil. And until they realize that this is all about Moloch being fed, this is about the sacrifice of children, this has always been about transhumanism, this has always been about depopulation. And until people understand that, we can't win. God commands us to pick up the sword and fight.
Stu, I just want to make a few statements about that. I don't believe that this doctor knows what he's doing, and I don't believe he's purposefully doing it. I respect your opinion, but just giving the dude some grace, he's deluded. And in Ephesians 6, we talk about a spiritual principality, and that's what we're fighting. He is deluded. He's wrong. He is killing and injuring a lot of my patients. And in doing so, he needs to stop. He has no rationale for informed consent. He has no idea what's in the vaccine, and he is responsibly, medically, legally, to listening to me. I'm his contemporary. I have much more experience than he does. I've published extensively. All of the materials that I've published extensively in the last 2 years, guess what? He's responsible legally for knowing that. He can't suppress me. He needs to come and debate me. Let's have him come on your show and let's have a collegial debate.
Here's the official invitation, no doubt. When these three boards are holding sway over doctors and their licenses in a gag order and threatening them, that's an entity holding sway over medical professionals who are observing real death happening. That means to me that we have a constitutional crisis in this country when that happens. And that needs to be addressed immediately. Dr. Thorpe, Michelle, thank you so much for being here. Michelle, your bravery is just so commendable. I thank you so much.
And God bless you.
Yeah, absolutely. God bless you. And thank you. We know that you're going to face persecution and backlash. Stay strong. Fight for these little ones, please. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Stu.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Such tremendous courage right there. I am so thankful for Michelle and for Dr. Thorpe and for all of the doctors and nurses that are a dissident to the slaughter that we're watching. Another thing that we've been lied about, imagine that, just lies everywhere. But we've been told, remember the big scam about the food pyramid? Eat certain fruits and vegetables and whole grains and you'll stay in good health. Well, according to another truth teller, Dr. Stephen Gundry, a world-renowned heart surgeon, by the way, so many so-called health foods in the American diet contain a dangerous toxin that could be expanding your waistline. Go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew, gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. There you will see a video that tells the truth about all of these dangerous toxins. They cause micro tears to form in your fragile intestinal wall. Disgusting. This allows for bacteria and waste products to actually seep into your body, according to Dr. Gundry. This is known as leaky gut. It's affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs might include weight gain and fatigue and digestive discomfort, stiff, achy joints, and even skin problems. These side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because leaky gut usually develops over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. But I can assure you the damage is caused by these so-called health foods and it's far from normal. The good news is that video is at gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew, and you can find out what the toxin is and how to prevent it. Go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. And of course, brain health is just as important as your body. Your brain controls your body, after all. So be at the peak of your physical mental health. Be more creative, more driven, more focused than you've ever been in your entire life. You've heard of mushroom extract. You've heard of collagen. Go to newtopia.com/stew right now. newtopia.com/stew. There you will find the new product called Collagenius, my favorite from newtopia.com/stew. The nootropics brain supplement called Focused Savagery. This is like a light switch for the brain. Perform at your peak. Be the best C-level executive, entrepreneur, business owner, homeschooling mom or dad. Be the best spouse, mother, or father that you can be right now. Get the nootropics brain supplements that are 100% legal, non-addictive, and totally safe. Go to newtopia.com/stew. Well, according to Dr. Paul Merrick, the co-founder of the FLCCC, that's the Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance, the spike protein is one of the most toxic proteins that the human body has ever seen. And of course, the spike protein is exactly what the COVID shots stick into people's bodies to supposedly try and stop COVID, whatever that is. Well, according to Dr. Merrick, quote, over 80% of the adverse events from shots are neurological. That's why there's so many side effects besides just cardiac damage linked with the shots. The spike proteins are inflicting extreme fatigue and brain fog and neuropathy, which is what causes the pain and the numbness and the paralysis that so many injected people have suffered from. By the way, a lot of these symptoms overlap with the symptoms of the infamous long COVID, which is completely fake. In other words, vaccine injury. Dr. Merrick says this is all linked to the spike protein, whether you get it from COVID itself, whatever that is, or from the bioweapon shots. Quote, the more spike protein you have, the greater your risk of complications, organ failure, and death. The more you're vaccinated, the more spike. If you get COVID, whatever that is, and you are vaccinated, you get spiked more. The bottom line is, don't get vaccinated. But still, many people have already gotten the shots, either because they made a mistake or because they were duped by the media, the lying press, or because they were forced into it or coerced by their employer. And even among the unvaccinated, people have still gotten shots. So what can you do? Stanford Graham is a health entrepreneur and an executive director of Santacor International. His company produces Cardio Miracle, which can be found at highpowerheart.com. Stanford says that this can offset some of the damage that COVID, whatever that is, and the shots do to the body, even if you're getting it from shedding. Stanford Graham joins us now. Sir, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Great to be with you, Stu. Thank you.
Explain this, please.
Dr. Merrick also said that the spike load, spike protein load, is profoundly inflammatory. Profoundly inflammatory. What does that mean? It means that it turns the immune system of the body on and prevents it from being shut down. So we have people now injected with a bioweapon that the body responds to initially and spins up, wraps up into a cytokine storm. You have these massive macrophage molecules like your TNF-beta, TGF, that are wrapping the body up into a chronic inflammatory state. This chronic inflammatory state prevents the body from turning the immune system off. It's in hyperdrive. It's in hyperdrive. So what's the solution for this? The solution for this, that the bioweapon, the spike protein, was built and designed to primarily attack the interior lining of our blood vasculature, something called endothelial cells. Endothelial cells are supposed to produce a gas in the body that is essential for human life. That molecule, that gas molecule, is called nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is necessary for the oxygen-carbon dioxide exchange for breathing. Anybody feel tired when they have this COVID thing? Anybody experiencing brain fog when they have this COVID thing? It's because the spike protein prevents that exchange by inhibiting the production of nitric oxide. Dr. Merrick also said that the endothelial cells, the interior lining of our blood vessels, these very specific cells that have the responsibility of communicating data that's in the blood to all the interstitial tissue outside that blood compartment, he said that those endothelial cells are packed, he repeated it three times, with spike proteins. So the issue here is to heal the endothelial cells, which are responsible for producing nitric oxide. Nitric oxide, if it's biologically produced over a long period of time, long term, actually communicates to fast cells in the human body to release inert vitamin D, which then is hydrolyzed by the liver and kidneys to the most profound and powerful vitamin D that the body can experience. This is without sunlight. The reason this is relevant is because we now have science, 2 months old, Stu, 2 months old, that demonstrates that CardioMiracle causes long-term production of nitric oxide, even in unhealthy endothelial cells, upregulates vitamin D deficiency in the body by persuading fast cells to release inert vitamin D. We see people taking CardioMiracle have a ridiculous, almost, increase in vitamin D levels, say from 20 to 80 within 60 days.
Unbelievable.
We've seen this thousands of times. So that's why is vitamin D important? It supports the immune system. It supports the immune system. It can de-inflame the body. That's what we need to do, is shut down this chronic inflammation that's so profoundly affecting us, stopping regular blood flow, stopping blood supply to organs, shutting down organs. What we're seeing is a cascading effect of these spike proteins that are profoundly inflammatory and packed within the cells of the body.
And we have seen this over and over again in people who are not injected with this bioweapon. People, shedding is real. We've proven that. Don't deny what your eyes are seeing right before you. Don't deny the data that's right in front of you. Don't deny Pfizer and Moderna's own words, which say that this is a transmissible shedding vaccine, which we know it's not a vaccine. I'm using heavy air quotes for our radio listening audience. But these, we don't know exactly what it is that's shedding, whether it's the spike protein. We don't have any idea. We know that this is a weapon of mass destruction, but people are experiencing this microclotting and these fibrous clots that have never been injected with this thing, which suggests that this thing is doing exactly what it was intended to do. These are not adverse events. These are not side effects. These are intended consequences. CardioMiracle can help with that too. And there are scientific papers that pat CardioMiracle on the back.
Yeah. We've actually seen in recent studies on CardioMiracle, Stu, that the studies state, this is a quote, that the biological regulatory systems that CardioMiracle induces to work, they actually intercept and reverse atherosclerosis. That's hardening of the arteries. They actually intercept and reverse diabetic kidney disease. They actually intercept and reverse other metabolic and infectious diseases, including COVID-19. Quote, that's a quote from the study. I'm not blowing smoke here, not saying something that hasn't been actually demonstrated in a top-tier peer-reviewed journal.
We would never allow you on this program to come and blow smoke if the product wasn't working and if there wasn't scientific data to support its use and if it didn't keep people healthy. I personally use this stuff. You know what I like? Because I work out. I lift in the gym. And this has helped me, no doubt. You know what else I like? David Jose. I'm going to throw him under the bus. I'm just going to put him up on blast here. He suffers from heart issues. I sent this stuff to him. He was so tired, he'd have to nap several times throughout the day. No longer. Doesn't have to do it anymore. Only thing that changed is the addition to Cardio Miracle.
Well, I would tell him, Stu, if people, if your audience, if they're losing the ability to feel rested, if they're losing the ability for critical thinking, if they're losing the ability, their ambulatory skills, even to walk, I mean, because these are consequences that are happening as a function of the spike protein. Get that stuff back. Get Cardio Miracle. We have a money-back guarantee. Get it. The science is there. We're happy to provide the science, Stu.
Yeah, you'll never feel better. You can get this stuff at highpowerheart.com, highpowerheart.com. Cardio Miracle. Find it at highpowerheart.com. Stanford Graham, thank you so much for all that you're doing for humanity. Always great to see you in person. Saw you in Idaho recently, and I hope to see you again very soon. A true man of God, by the way, also. Always appreciate your prayers, and thank you so much for all the personal texts that I receive. I feel encouraged and empowered every time I hear from you. Thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Great to be with you, Stu.
Yeah, always great having you. Highpowerheart.com. All right, 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency. This is important to know. Now, did you know that this may have something to do with the infertility crisis and how many soft, weak, squishy soy boys we have running around? Apparently, magnesium helps to produce T. Yeah, there is a 1% drop every year in testosterone among males. We've talked about this before. Men or boys now are weaker than their fathers and grandfathers. Magnesium is huge for this. Not only does it combat stress and anxiety and low mood and sleepless nights, not only does it contribute to your body's overall functionality, but the production of testosterone is directly linked with magnesium deficiencies. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. This is Magnesium Breakthrough, the 7 most critical types of magnesium. This thing just gets more and more essential every day. Plus, if you use promo code STUPETERS10 at checkout, 10% off site-wide. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Get 10% off using promo code STUPETERS10 at magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEcoFoods.com. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEcoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com. New legislation in the once free country of Australia. It's more than 400 pages long, includes provisions for snatching people out of their homes, shipping them to quarantine camps, and forcibly injecting them without consent. Oh, that's just Australia, Stu. No. Governor Gavin Newsom just signed the same crap in California, and no doubt it's going to sweep across this country and the rest of the free world. I sat down with Maria Z for an extended period of time. That interview will exclusively appear at StuPeters.com for Stu Crew premium members this Saturday. Don't miss that. And all of my other stuff. Here's Carlos Cortez right now with the Money Minute. On the Stu Peters Show, the number one sponsor here, you were here first. You were here first. You made all of this possible. We are forever indebted to you. And for the service that you are providing to people who are looking to walk away from the paradigm of investing with people who are not like-minded. How important is this?
You know, the whole economy is shifting. We are going into a conservative new paradigm, a new economy called America First Kingdom, I would say, from banking, from where you buy your toilet paper, from where you buy your clothes, where you get your legal advice, your investment advice, till the place where you get your car washed. We are asking, are you a patriot? Am I funding Satanism? Am I funding Luciferian anti-God businesses? We do no longer want to do that anymore when it comes to our money. And so the whole reason why I founded the America First Retirement Planning Process, too, with obviously with your help and your platform as well, we're able to give patriots a God-compliant and a Christian-based just foundational new paradigm where our advice is going to honor them. They're going to honor God. They're going to honor their children and their legacy and not have to worry about funding idiotic Chinese backstabbing investments and projects that really don't align with our values anymore. And I don't care. I don't care if people get offended that, you know, I don't do business with Democrats. A, they don't know how to do math. And B, they're anti-God. So I don't want to do business with people I don't like.
How important is that? To say? I mean, yeah, you could be funding your own demise by investing with these heavily advertised big box financial firms and banks and investment corporations. You're an independent fiduciary who has the same mindset as everybody that views this show. Pull your stuff out of these communist investment firms, which really they are, because they're manipulated by Wall Street. You are not. Wall Street is controlled by the Biden regime. You are not. The Biden regime sold out to the CCP. You did not. So right. You can do this God-centered investing, this core value-centered America First investing. So if you are feeling that pull, that tug on yourself, like, what am I really investing in? Do I even really know? You should ask your financial advisor. I bet they don't have an answer for you, but Carlos Cortez does. An independent fiduciary can build a custom investment portfolio around your wants, your needs, your values, and your faith to make sure that when you lay down at night, you know that you're investing in things that make sense for you and that you can feel good about the whole world seeing if it were highlighted right out in the whole wide open. But at the end of the day, you only answer to God. So how are you answering to him? You can book your appointment with Carlos Cortez right now. No obligation at all. Go to CortezWM.com, CortezWM.com. Book your appointment one-on-one with Carlos Cortez, an independent fiduciary who loves Jesus and fears God and puts America first. Thanks for being here. We are out of time. Until tomorrow at this time, same place, please stay blessed. God bless you.